A lot of companies are implementing that BYOD policy. As a matter of fact, my company has it in place. They have a list of devices that are approved, and you have to actually register those devices in order to be able to access the systems.
This is Frankly MSP, where managed service providers get real.
Hey, this is Jennifer Tribe, and you're listening to episode 63 of Frankly MSP, the podcast for managed service providers who want to boost their productivity, efficiency, and profitability. It seems now that every time I record a Frankly MSP episode, I need to say how drastically things have changed since the last time we spoke. On a bi-weekly publishing schedule, it is impossible to keep pace with the fast-moving spread of the coronavirus and its impact on our day-to-day working and personal lives. Certainly, COVID-19 seems to be all anyone in the managed services or IT space is talking about right now, and it's not hard to see why. It's all about how to enable remote workers en masse as cities and regions lock down, how to keep users secure as criminals exploit people's fear and curiosity, and weak home network defenses. There's no doubt there are a lot of ways to get hit and hurt by this pandemic, but there's also hope and positive things happening. Your clients are depending on you now more than ever. And if you can rise to the challenge and lead them through this, and gosh, I have been talking to some MSPs, I have been following some MSPs who are very well positioned to handle this situation. I am so impressed with the things that they're doing. So if you can do that, I believe you will come out on the other side of this on a strong footing for whatever comes next. On that note, I will be focusing on MSP and technology issues in the context of COVID-19 for the next few episodes at least. My hope is that I can provide some insight, guidance, and encouragement to help you land firmly in the camp of those who will thrive. Also, if you're looking for more resources right now, hop over to the show notes at avik.com/franklymsp/063. Avik has published a list of tech companies who are offering free software during the pandemic that can help you quickly get your clients set up for working from home. There are offers from Cisco, DNS Filter, Microsoft, Zoom, and a whole bunch more. That link again will be at avik.com/franklymsp/063. My guest today is Ken Thon, a sales engineer at Webroot. Prior to working in software, Ken worked in sales and project implementation at a couple of MSPs. So like many of the guests that I have on the show, he has that perspective from your side of the desk. We talk about implementing a layered security approach while enabling your clients to work from home. And we touch on everything from bring your own device policies to tips for helping workers secure their home networks and tools that will help in the fight. Let's hear what Ken has to say.
You're listening to Frankly MSP, brought to you by Avik Networks.
Hi, Ken. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Jennifer. Thank you for having me.
This is a special episode. Obviously, the world is facing a crisis right now with this COVID-19 pandemic. MSPs in particular are facing a lot of challenges right now as many of their clients are moving to a work from home scenario who may not have been enabled for work from home before. And so they're trying to rush to get a whole bunch of people set up on new machines, possibly new network arrangements to try and make that happen. But as people are rushing into enabling this new remote workforce, there's obviously a lot of security considerations to keep in mind. So why don't you tell me what you see the risks of a new work from home scenario being?
Yes, thank you. So yes, there are challenges. However, opportunities for MSPs are materializing as well, obviously, with everyone working from home. But yes, working remote presents many risks. First of all, end users are responsible for their own security. However, they have to be educated, and the MSP can play a big role on providing security and having it in place. In addition, for example, criminals and competitors are lurking. So that includes your home. MSPs must ensure that the home network is secure and they have the tools in place to provide that type of security. For example, a lack of security can result in significant personal and corporate losses, that's for sure. Not only can be very time-consuming to remediate, but also very costly as well. So businesses, especially SMBs, can easily run out of business just because of a breach in those home systems. Very, very important to set those up.
Now, are you seeing any rise in ransomware or network attacks that are targeting these new work-from-home workers?
Absolutely. Now, with the pandemic, there's a lot of scammers out there, whether it's via email, phishing emails, even phone calls and text messages. Via different vectors, a lot of criminals are taking advantage of this situation and trying to basically have issues and provide ransomware attacks to those home end users. For example, people are sending phishing emails advising home users of where to get information about coronavirus, where to get tests, for example, which are bogus tests, where to buy additional home utilities that they need at home. So they are attacking not only the SMBs, but also the home users as well, via all the different vectors that I mentioned.
So how do you recommend that an MSP quickly educate their entire client base on some of these new attacks and new phishing type emails that might be coming out?
Yes, there's several layers that they can implement. First of all, they can start with the BYOD policy. Bring your own device. As you know, many people have multiple devices nowadays. That includes laptops, tablets, cell phones, and so forth. So the MSP can implement a list of approved devices to get started, establishing which devices are appropriate for business use. And some operating systems can be a bit more vulnerable than others to threats. So that's one thing to identify. Another one is securing the devices. Devices must have safeguards, strict password policies as an example, malware protection, and the ability to erase sensitive business data if lost or stolen. And we can get into that a little more once we get into the basics of what the MSP, what tools they can use to implement that type of security. Establishing user permissions and responsibilities, that's another big area that they can communicate. I typically recommend with the decision maker first of that customer to implement those policies and educate those end users as to what they should be looking for in terms of security awareness, and then implement those security applications in place.
Are you aware of any templates, communication templates that would sort of outline a new BYOD policy or a new accepted use policy for MSPs who are trying to get this pulled together quickly?
Absolutely. You can just Google very easily, and a lot of companies are implementing that BYOD policy. As a matter of fact, my company has it in place. They have a list of devices that are approved, and you have to actually register those devices in order to be able to access the systems. So indeed, there's a lot of templates available by just simply Googling that information.
And it's interesting that we're talking about BYOD. I have seen some discussions with MSPs saying, do not let your users use their own devices at home. We'll get them set up with laptops. But I think we're also quickly reaching a point where there is no laptop stock available right now. So if your employees aren't already set up with business provided devices, it may be very hard to get them set up now, and they may have no option but to go to a BYOD sort of arrangement. So let's talk about that. I mean, how does an MSP at scale set up individual users on their own devices in a secure way?
I don't want to specify any brand name, but there are many, many utilities and applications out there that enables you to register, have the home user register that specific device and approve it internally, then implement all the security necessary for them to access those systems. So applications are available for the MSPs to implement that registration of the device and approve it as well.
Okay. And then what about enforcing password policies? How do you recommend rolling that kind of stuff out?
MSPs can definitely consider offering a complete cyber resilience package that provides the ability not only to prepare for, but also respond and recover from a cyber attacks. For example, a layer approach can include, first of all, security awareness training to train the end users with phishing simulations and training courses that will educate the end user as to what to look for when working from home. In addition, they can implement DNS protection to protect the DNS traffic from any malicious activity, and also implement content filtering, where they can also block or allow access to different domains and websites. Then obviously, implement endpoint protection for antivirus and anti-malware, And finally, and most importantly, implement a backup and recover strategy, not only to backup the servers and endpoints, but also Office 365, for example. If the customers are using Office 365, there are many applications out there that allows you to backup the full suite of Office 365. And if there should be any type of breach, you can easily recover from that instance. So a layer approach is highly recommended for MSPs to implement and offer to those customers. And as mentioned earlier, I would recommend discussing that with the decision maker so things can be implemented fast in terms of what is needed with this dynamic of working from home.
Now, let's go back to the first thing you mentioned in this layer approach, which was the security awareness training. Are you recommending that MSPs take advantage of online video courses to offer this training?
Online cloud-based security awareness training. There's many vendors, including us, that offer that type of training that includes not only phishing simulations, but also just specifically training courses. For example, how to avoid a phishing attack, understanding malware, avoiding breaches. So there's a lot of great security awareness training courses available from different vendors.
And so this training presumably is not specific to coronavirus or some of the attacks that might come out of that, but sort of gives them a broad security knowledge. Is that right?
Exactly, yes. Getting that awareness of what to look for in order to avoid a cyber attack, where there is a phishing attack that includes ransomware or working securely from home, securing your devices, a lot of very, very specific training courses. And many of them are micro learning courses, where they're not only very, very attractive to look at and learn, but they're short courses. They're typically between 8 and 15 minutes. So they're designed for ease of use and also ease of learning.
Okay, let's take a look at the home network and some of the risks and vulnerabilities that presents. What do MSPs need to be thinking about as their workers move out to home networks?
Yes, MSPs need definitely the right tools to ensure that they not only can support their customers, but also implement secure remote work policies. We can start with the basics. For example, they can ensure that the customer has the appropriate bandwidth in place at home. As you know, especially having everyone with the social distancing policies that are in place, you have individuals streaming video, playing online games, surfing the web, utilizing social media. So for work and corporate necessities, they need to ensure and consult with the customers to provide the recommendations in terms of having sufficient bandwidth to connect to their workplace. In addition, very basic, but you would be surprised of how many individuals are unaware of how unsecure their home Wi-Fi network is. So basically ensure the name of the Wi-Fi, change it to a specific name that is not easily recognizable. Make the network password unique and strong. Ensure network encryption for sure. Turn off also the network broadcasting and the routers. Make sure that the router software is up to date so they can ensure that that home Wi-Fi network is totally secure. And again, many individuals at home are not aware of how unsecure their network is.
How would an MSP do this at scale? Because I assume something like changing the name of their home Wi-Fi, enabling encrypting, that would be beyond the capabilities of many end users. And so the MSP would have to go in and do that for them. How does an MSP do that at scale when they're trying to enable dozens, if not hundreds, of workers to do this at a time?
That would have to be a project that have to be put in place. I would recommend using a remote access tool. There's a lot of very good tools that are highly secure from reputable certified vendors. And they could basically have a project implementation in terms of accessing those systems remotely and then checking the router and setting it up securely. Obviously, that would necessitate having some resources in place, but that would be the best route to basically connect remotely to those end users and check those routers. That shouldn't really take much time to verify and configure if necessary.
Okay, what are some other tips for getting that home network secured?
Very basic. Ensure password protection. Make sure that the end users are using very, very best practice password hygiene. In addition, use a two-step verification to augment password security. There's a lot of very good two-step verification applications out there that is basically a type of two-factor authentication. Many of them will either send you an email with a code or a code to your cell phone. So that can be easily implemented and rolled out to the full end user base. In addition, educate your customers on how to avoid using public Wi-Fis and setting up a VPN. VPN, very important for them to access the employer's network and be secured via that virtual private network. So a combination of using a remote access tool to access those systems remotely, implementing best practice password hygiene, in addition, the two-step verification, very important. And that can also be, the customer can be educated for their personal use as well. If they connect and do online banking, for example, most important to use a two-step verification. So a lot of systems already have it in place. Otherwise, there's applications that you can roll out and implement that security.
What do you think most MSPs are overlooking right now in their rush to make this happen?
I would say a lot of times you try to look at a high-level security implementation, but don't address the basics. Like I mentioned, the home Wi-Fi has to be secured for starters. In addition, educating the end users as to password best practices, implementing BYOD policies, and have a buying from the customer. So not only the customer is responsible, but also the MSP can be liable in some instances. So very important to educate those customers and make sure that they have buying in terms of those policies and having them in place and propagating those to the end user base. In addition, another thing that they can deploy is software with remote wipe capability. Many people, even though they need to stay at home, they may go out to the park, take their tablet or their cell phone. If they lose it, you can have an application to remotely wipe that device if necessary and if it contains confidential information. Many people are downloading confidential information from their network and keeping them in their devices. So important to have that in place as well.
Is there anything I haven't asked you about yet that you'd like to say on this topic of security during coronavirus?
Well, one final item is communication. MSPs can also make sure that they implement a vehicle of communication for those end users. So there's applications out there. Examples include Teams, for example, or Slack. Many of them can be downloaded free of charge, or many of them include a trial period where end users can trial it for now and then later implement it. But you can have communication channels in place to make sure that all the end users can communicate with each other and with their employer as well. So that's another key item that they should be looking at.
Yeah, so keeping those lines of communications open if one fails, having a fallback.
Absolutely, absolutely. And very simple to implement and roll to the whole end user base.
Thank you, Ken, for joining us today.
You're welcome. Good talking to you, Jennifer.
That was Ken Thon of Webroot. What's your current situation on enabling work from home? Is there a sudden rush to get clients kitted out for remote work, or did you have them largely enabled already? What are the challenges you and your team are facing right now around lockdowns? Is it finding a source of computers and equipment? Is it trouble with VPN capacity? Is it issues with tech capacity and workload? Let me know. Hop over to the show notes at avik.com/franklymsp/063 and leave a comment. Remember that I'll also include a link to the list of free software resources that are available right now. And as I did in the last episode, I'll also include links to a bunch of fantastic Facebook groups where people are brainstorming and problem solving about this pandemic thing together. That's a wrap. Till next time, this is Jennifer Tribe. Stay safe out there and thanks for listening.
Frankly MSP, brought to you by Avik Networks, the most efficient and profitable way to manage your clients' networks. We'll be right back.